name is Pat Cutter, and I'm president of the Andover Historical Society. Well, it was the home of Richard Potter. The land here was his farm. He came to Andover in 1815 or 16, and he died in 1835. He was a very well-known ventriloquist magician, and he was a black man. The area here was known as Potter's Place because of his fame. And so when the railroad came through in 1848, they named the station Potter Place. There were four railroad stations in Andover, so they had to be distinct in some way. Now the house, Richard Potter's house, was right up there on the other side of that fence. And his graveyard is right over there. And when they put in the railroad, they moved his graveyard. I don't quite know where it was prior to that, but there's a gravestone there for he and his wife. Well, this is the main waiting room, the gentleman's waiting room. The ladies had their own waiting room because men smoked cigars and used platoons. And this is what we consider a very well-furnished station master's office with most all of the old equipment that would have been here. Well, there's the telegraph key and the sounder and the typewriter and a punch that a conductor would have used to punch tickets. And this room was at various times the milk room and the baggage room. And the baggage master's office was up there, and he had to climb up that ladder to get there. Well, every year we have a visit from St. Banny School, and there are maybe four or five foreign students. And they ride their bikes up from Franklin, and then we give them a tour. And we entertain the fourth graders of Webster, Salisbury, and Andover every year because fourth graders study American history.